Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mark Hockman.
Boca represent.
At my age, there is no greater feeling than complete evacuation.
Channing Crowder.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hey, beat it.
Alejandro Solana.
By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Suge Knight.
Fiberglass.
This is a sports adjacent talk show.
Who's Jason?
Sports.
Mount Rushmore of nuts.
I had a skin graft from my butt to my foot.
I'm Batman.
You bloat?
Oh, I bloat.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
More sports.
And all the snorkeling.
Meow.
What do you want to do to the Oreo, man?
The most sports.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
I try to tell you, man, y'all don't respect my gangster, man.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Who is this, Crowder?
The big payback.
The big payback?
It's a famous song.
Who is this, Steve?
You don't know who this is?
That's James Brown, man. I thought you were joking.
Who is this?
James Brown.
Huh?
Ow!
Starting off with the bag of bits early this week, huh?
No, I mean, I hate being on the other side. You know, we start a show, it's a Monday, there's so much going on, and I just play any song, and Hawk starts with a, Solana, who is this? Who is this, Solana?
You wouldn't say that about James Brown, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah.
Only one voice. That's only one voice that can be, Solana. Nobody screams like that's a beautiful scream he has.
I actually knew that was James Brown. I put that song in the system. So I actually knew that was James Brown. Crowder, I was listening because today, Crowder, there's so much going on. I don't know if you're following the Kyrie Irving saga, but just in the past like 2.5 hours, things have gotten juicier. They've gotten meatier. Like, who knows, by 6 p.m. today, Kyrie Irving could be a Los Angeles Laker. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving could be in a Miami Heat uniform. Seriously, like, anything by tonight could end up happening, or nothing's going to happen, Crowder, because what could end up happening also is we see this all the time, right? There's all these rumors and all these reports and all these disgruntled superstars, and then they just pull Bradley Beal. They just re-sign with the team. Nothing ends up happening. They just re-sign with their team, which is exactly what Bradley Beal's going to do again.
Yeah, yeah, no, the thing that came with Kyrie is interesting because, like, even James Harden, he's going to be somewhere. He's opted in a $50 million deal. He, you know, wherever he's going, he's going to get his money. Kyrie's interesting because it's not about declining talent like James. It's about does he want to play basketball consistently? That's the funny part of this Kyrie. Kyrie Irving is one of the top 10 at the lowest, most dominant offensive players in the NBA. But is he going to play on a Wednesday night if his cat gets sick? I don't know.
Yeah. If the earth doesn't seem flat to him that day, is he gonna play? Like you literally don't know. But here's the thing, Crowder. There's so much going on with Kyrie Irving and in the NBA. The Canes got a huge signing yesterday. The Stanley Cup Finals are over. Did you know the Stanley Cup Finals are over? Because I had no idea until this morning. And we have a dented Stanley Cup trophy, which I want to talk about. There was a benches clearing brawl that I want to talk about as well. But today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. Did you know that, Crowder?
No, I don't keep up with my ice cream cakes.
So I start, you know, I mean, it's the dog days of summer. Let's be real, everybody. I mean, you know, Hawk likes to sugarcoat everything, find reasons to play best ofs. Let's be real, crowded. We're going to play a couple best ofs this week. We're going to kick our feet back up, and we're just going to enjoy it. But no, seriously, today's National Ice Cream Cake Day, and I'm thinking, like, man, I remember there was a run where on this show we spent a couple days talking about ice cream cake because you and Hawk just didn't like ice cream cake, and I loved it. So we brought people on, and we did our normal shenanigans about ice cream cake, and I went back, and I'm listening to a couple different shows, and when I tell you that this show has evolved into the softest sports talk radio show in the history of sports talk radio, I mean, Crowder, you should hear 2 years ago talking about ice cream cake on National Ice Cream Cake Day. You should hear your analogies about fried chicken and about just because it's frosting on an ice cream doesn't taste good. You know, you're not gonna put something on a cheeseburger that doesn't taste good. And I'm thinking, you and Hawk's gluten free and you're vegetarian. I mean, none of your analogies from 2 years ago work anymore. You can't. So I would love to approach the National Ice Cream Cake debate again, because you're gonna have to come up with all new takes on your hate for ice cream cake.
Solana, it's called growing and evolving. So 2 years ago, I was a different Channing than I am now. Yeah. I was 30 pounds heavier. I was chunky. My knees were hurting. My feet were hurting me. I evolved physically and evolved mentally. But I still got a hell of an argument. I don't give a damn what you bring up.
You had a higher cholesterol 2 years ago as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My arteries were all clogged. Now I'm clean as a damn whistle, baby.
Yeah, so National Ice Cream Cake Day. Here's what we're going to do. John Michaels is going to join the show. Seriously, Hawk is off the rest of the week. We're going to try to keep it similar, right, to the course of the show. We'll talk with our usual guests, our usual friends. Me and Crowder tomorrow will be out at Twin Peaks and Davie. So we'll still do Twin Peaks and Davie tomorrow. I'll make my debut out at Twin Peaks and Davie tomorrow for the show from 2 to 6 p.m., and then the rest of the week, we'll still... Yeah, I hear that. I hear the lawnmower in the background.
He's back! My man comes the same time every day.
Incredible. How big is your lawn, bro? Like, how often is this guy cutting your lawn?
Hey, beat it! I'm not going to yell that again, man. Y'all made me feel bad about it. I got an acre. I got an acre. Yeah, they got to come quite often.
Big man.
I got in early. I got it when the real estate was down.
All you got to do is just hand him a note. Like, big homie, I'm on the air, 2 to 6. Do this earlier. That's it. That's all you got to do.
I don't think he speaks English.
Well, Google Translate, big homie. I'm on the air at 2 to 6 p.m.
Because I go talk to him sometimes, and he just smiles and nods. And I know he doesn't know what I'm saying. He just smiles and nods. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He gives you a si. Oh, he's gone now.
See, he works fast.
So tomorrow we'll be out at Twin Peaks and Davie. But the rest of the week we'll have our usual guests. We'll obviously monitor the NBA situation that's going on. The Heat today, revealed their new draft pick. Not revealed, but they introduced their newest draft pick, which I spent all weekend watching highlights on, Crowder. Let me tell you something. The Heat, they got something. They got something with this European. I'm telling you. I mean, this guy's legit.
Jovic?
Yeah.
Jovic. He's thin as a rail now. I hope he can play.
Yeah, but it's all right. His body fat percentage is down. It's all good.
Body fat? He's 7 feet. 210.
Yeah, body fat percentage is down, and they'll throw some meat on those bones. You don't have to worry about it. They'll throw a little meat on those bones.
No. You know, if anybody can develop a player, it's the Heat. So no, I do. I'm just joking. I think he'll be a heck of a player. That big and can shoot 7 feet. Yeah. And can shoot 6'11", whatever they say. Yeah, I think he'd be an asset.
Yeah, yeah. And so we'll talk with John Michaels in the next segment. We'll talk with Will Manso in the 3 o'clock hour, and really we're just leading up to the July 4th hot dog eating contest. I think that's what we're doing here for the next couple of days. We'll play our best ofs. It'll be the normal silliness, and then before you know it, football season's around the corner, Crowder. Like, things are gonna start moving.
Oh yeah, and Tyreek Hill has a podcast now. He's going crazy on. We got some stuff, man. We got some stuff for him.
Definitely. All right, let's get to headlines here. really quickly before John Michaels comes on the show, I do want to get back to something I read that I thought was funny about Kyrie Irving. I want to give John Michaels the platform to just rip on you, Crowder, because you're a Florida Gator. And today the Canes, they added a pretty highly coveted prospect who signed with Miami and chose Miami over UF. So Jaden Rashada, I was reading from his hometown, the Pittsburgh Mercury News, is taking his talents to South Beach. That was the lead headline. But he chose Miami on CBS Sports HQ today over UF. So it's got to sting a little bit, I think. It's got to sting a little. And I feel like John Michaels can bring that sting out of you more than maybe anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are back in the game. Like, congratulations. We let you back in the gym. Mario Cristobal got a key to the gym. So y'all are back playing with us. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, my team's still looking for pads and helmets. So I don't know about us being back in the game.
Just adopt the Canes, man. You're a little, what are you, an owl? Paws up, owl. Panther. Yeah, you're
a panther. We're a panther. Okay, yeah. How dare you? How dare you?
Y'all ain't even allowed to look at the gym.
Nah, come on, man. FIU's on the up and up. Remember that. Remember that. We'll see. I don't know what that means, but we're on the up and up. Your headlines. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Avalanche beat the Lightning 2-1 in Game 6 yesterday. They win the Stanley Cup Finals. Hawk's still trying to place bets on the Lightning, though, to win the series, I believe. He's not giving up on that dream.
I had a chance last night. I ended up watching it. I was with my son up in Orlando at a baseball tournament. So after the game, we all go to sports bars because that's where kids can scream and yell. So I ended up watching a lot of the hockey the last two games.
Our young kids that are baseball players screaming and yelling about the NHL playoffs, though? I doubt it, right? Like, they're just screaming and yelling, period.
Man, breaking glasses, running around the restaurant. We're getting in trouble. They're yelling at the parents. I act confused. I turn into drunk man. Even if I ain't drunk, I just turn into the guy sitting there staring at the ground. Yeah, man, it's bad off. What, 12, 10-year-olds, boys? They are monsters. They're little hurricanes.
Are you flexing your faux hockey knowledge on any of the other dads, though? Like, yeah, you see this here. This is Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky, that's the hockey goaltender, real good, Vasilevsky. Oh, and then they end up losing anyways.
One of the best, man. Stamkos, Hall of Famer, first ballot. I get a couple names locked in, and I am a genius. I do it. You know me. You know I do it.
You think Gretzky was good? Man, wait till you see this Stamkos.
That's right. Ran the East for like 5-6 years now, man. Congratulations to the Avalanche.
The Marlins, they walked off versus the Mets yesterday. They avoided getting swept. They begin a 3-game series in the Lou in St. Louis tonight at 7:45. Our guy Pillows will start tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Inter Miami, they beat Minnesota United 2-1 on Saturday. So they have a guy, Andy Vasilev is what they call him. His last name is Vasilev. He's on the bench for 83 minutes. Inter Miami's trailing 1-0. They bring him on the field. He scores 2 goals in the final 5 minutes, and they beat Minnesota 2-1. Incredible. It was absolutely an incredible finish in Fort Lauderdale. They'll play FC Dallas a week from today on July 4th in Dallas next Monday. And then, Crowder, this one was interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but there was that report from Mark Stein. Remember we had seen that PJ Tucker was interested in signing with the Sixers. So there was this report from Mark Stein that now numerous rival teams are convinced PJ Tucker will sign with the 76ers on a 3-year, $30 million deal. So according to Mark Stein, who is a legitimate source in the NBA, by the way, used to work for ESPN, was writing for the New York Times, now on his own, he's saying it's a done deal. PJ is going to be in the city of brotherly love next year.
Got to be about money. There's no chance PJ leaves the Heat to go to the Sixers thinking it's a better chance to win the championship.
I don't know. I'm confused about it as well, because playing time, like, he got a ton of it here, right? Like, there was no issue with playing time. He was starting, and Pat Riley loved PJ Tucker. Like, he spoke wonders of him after the season ended. There never seemed to be any issues. And I guess the Heat keep everything, very well concealed. But I know this one's a weird one because the Heat can probably give him 3 years, $30 million. I think. So I don't know, man. Like I wanted to ask Will Manto what he thought about this. Like maybe PJ just likes Joel Embiid, right? And he wants to go play with Joel Embiid because that's where I'm at right now. Like that's the only thing that makes logical sense to me. Somebody did text in though a couple minutes ago, like PJ Tucker won a championship with the Bucks and then left the Bucks to go to Miami to play here after they had swept us in the first round. So maybe that's his thing. Like he's just jumping to teams that he eliminated the past season. Like I don't know. I don't know how to make sense of it.
Yeah. The whole thing, and then I go to money where, like you're saying, can the Heat give them 10 a year or do they want, they can. I'm sure they can work it out, but do they want to? Do they want to lock themselves up, you know, with that kind of contract? Could they trade that contract away? I think they could. 10 million is not crazy money, but I go to the money side of it. But you have a point now. He might think he's the missing piece to that 76ers team.
Maybe. That's what it is. But then like 3 years, 10 million each, right? If it's a money thing, maybe the Heat don't want to give him that extra third year, which is a possibility, by the way. We've talked about him being already 36, 37 years old. But $10 million is kind of nothing. Like that's an easy contract to move, especially when it's PJ Tucker, who's a glue guy pretty much anywhere. And when you calculate in not having property taxes in Florida, Crowder, like he's going to end up making the same amount of money if he were to take 8.5, $9 million a year in Miami. So I don't know. The whole thing to me doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll figure it out. Somebody, there's some reporter in Philly or in Miami to get a hold of him and ask him. Hope he gives us the truth, though. Hope he doesn't have one of the company answers.
Yeah, we'll find out. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954 more. Right now, it is hot as hell in parts of South Florida. There is a chance that you could be experiencing some showers in parts of South Florida as well. But really, it's just hot, bro. It is so hot outside.
And summer's coming, big homie. It's about to be 100 plus consistent.
Yeah. It feels like 100 plus right now. That is your weather. On the other side, we're going to talk to John Michaels. He's going to rub it in Crowder's face that the Canes pulled off another impressive addition to their 2023 draft class. Plus, we'll talk some Heat. Talk some Canes with him as well. I'm sure he has some comments on Kyrie Irving because we talked about the potential of adding Kyrie Irving down here. We went off on is Bam Adebayo off the board in terms of trading, and that's something that you, me, and Hawk all disagreed with. So I'm interested to hear what John Michaels has to say. We'll speak with him from 680 The Fan in Atlanta next.
So you hear us talk daily about Athletic Greens. I take AG1 every day. So what is it? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day off right. AG1 costs you less than $3 a day. That's less than your coffee habit, I'm sure. And it's an investment in your health. And it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Athletic Greens, they've got over 7,000 five-star reviews. People are using it. They're loving it. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there. One of our fans, and around the fourth, they play the, what's the song? Papayas?
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Man, it's been a while since we've heard Pepas, Crowder. It's been a while.
Yeah. I only hear you talking about the Heat.
Yeah. I don't know, Steven, who's filling in for me today back at the studio, because Hawk is off this week, so it's Crowder and Solana. He asked me, he's like, should we still play Pepas for John Michaels? And it's weird, I don't know, because the Heat lost in seven, and it's right now June 27th. Like, is it an appropriate time to pull out Pepas? I didn't know. And I said, you know what? Screw it. Bring out Pepas, because you don't know. Kevin Durant could be a member of the Heat by this time tomorrow. Kyrie Irving, like, you don't know what's going to happen. And maybe we need some Pepas for the good energy to spread throughout South Florida. Maybe that's what we need.
So we got to Pepas the upstairs. Not just the players in the fourth quarter. Right. We got a Pepas, Patton and Spo and all them guys. I feel
everybody just Pepas everybody. And if you didn't know that we were talking about a song that could sound that could be incriminating.
I don't know if it's a verb to Pepas somebody, but yeah.
I think it is if you're at a club in South Beach and it's 3 a.m. But whatever. We digress. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and let's talk to our friend, host on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, John Michaels. He is a friend of the show, but most importantly, a huge Canes fan, also a Heat fan, and we just love talking to him. You can follow John on Twitter at John Michaels. Are you cool with that, John? Like, we're still playing Pepas for you. Is that okay?
100%. You can play Pepas at any time. I think the problem is if you Pepas somebody on South Beach, you end up like Deshaun Watson. You're signing over NDAs and everything else. You got to be careful where you Pepas somebody. Apparently, he was Pepas some tables, which is not exactly what you want to do when you're in the massage parlor, but I digress as well. No. You can play Pepas anytime you want when I come on the
song.
Program.
Right, we're Pepaing the song. We're just playing the song, everybody. That's it. None of the other extracurriculars. So John, hear me out here, okay? Because there's not much going on in terms of South Florida sports. I mean, the Marlins did a walk-off yesterday, but the Miami Hurricanes did add somebody that I think you're a little excited about. And I see on your Twitter, again, at John Michaels U, Florida Gator fans are very upset about losing. Well, I'm just going to give you the floor here because, as you know, Channing Crowder, former Florida Gator, I don't know if he realizes just the magnitude of what happened today, but I think it's not just Miami back in the conversation. I think it's Miami surpassing the Florida Gators in this state. Are you with me here?
Surpassing. I mean, they lost to Central Florida in a bowl game, so they're long since been surpassed. Sunbelt Billy got shoved right back in the locker, not only by Mario Cristobal, but by Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell took a recruit who was on his official visit, and an hour after leaving the visit, committed to Florida State. Like, how bad? First of all, here's how you know how bad it is in Gainesville. They're sending out recruiting pictures with the Miami skyline as the backdrop saying, come visit Gainesville. The last time I checked in Gainesville, outside of maybe a lake, a pond, or a canal, there is no skyline, there's no waterfront, and there's no beaches. Like, how bad is it, Channing? I can't let you off the hook with this one, that allegedly you guys offered $11 million for an incoming recruit, and he said, nah, bro, I'm good. I'm going to go to South Beach and go to Miami, where it's a heck of a lot better.
Oh, John, I just said, we talking about earlier, where Miami, y'all are back in the gym. Now, you talking about y'all ain't taking over college football, not even the state right now, John, but Mario Cristobal and the staff, they got y'all back in the gym playing with the big boys, but I am a little scared y'all might be taking our position on the team, and we're going to be outside the door now, because I'm not happy what's going on in Gainesville right now. I think Napier's a good coach, but I don't know if his staff and him have the cachet of the recruiting down, which is worrying me right now, but it's early.
And we all know that's the lifeblood of college football. You want to know why Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, you know, Ryan Day, guys like that continue to win? Go look at the classes over the last 5 years. It's littered with 4 and 5 stars. And part of the problem for all three of the big threes in Florida is that recruiting has fallen off dramatically. Dan Mullen, I can't believe I'll give credit where it's due, was an unbelievable X's and O's coach. He could scheme just about anything. You know, what's going on in Tallahassee is criminal. The fact that you ran Willie Taggart out of town to have Mike Norvell there. We all know what's happened in Miami over the last 20 years. But a guy like Mario coming in with the cachet, loved by everybody, a tireless worker, and then he hired a staff that he demands the exact same thing from. I mean, think about it. Charlie Strong used to walk into Miami and snag the recruits that he wanted when he was at Louisville or at Texas. Now he's a linebacker coach. Josh Gattis was just the Broyles Award winner and knows what it's like to build an offense at Alabama and Michigan. Now he's Miami's offensive coordinator. Stephen Field, who I actually went to high school with years and years ago, I don't think he remembers me because I was a skinny twerp wide receiver. He was going on to be a stud tight end. He's got cachet. Alex Mirabal might be the best offensive line coach in college football. They finally have guys that are dogs that walk back in the living rooms, and they don't take no for an answer. Now you add NIL deals, allegedly, whatever kind of money was coming out there, and you go out and you get 5-star or high 4-star recruits out of California. That's how Miami's going to win football again.
And, John, it's funny you brought that up. I argued this weekend with somebody. I believe that recruiting is more important than X and O's in college. In NFL, it's more parity, so you got to be able to coach and scheme and adjust. In college, put Nick Saban at Vanderbilt and see if he wins another damn national championship. Bringing in the dogs, it's an arms race. It's a talent arms race in college.
It's simple. You could go look at Ed Orgeron's team at LSU when they won in 2019. Do you think Ed Orgeron out-schemed anybody there? And it's not a knock on Coach O. I really like everything he's done. No, he had Joe Burrow, first pick. Ja'Marr Chase, rookie of the year. Justin Jefferson, you know, super stud. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, stud. Terrace Marshall, NFL player. It's real easy to win when you line up 3 or 4 guys who are better than everybody else on the field. And that's where recruiting becomes so important. And it's even more important now because of the portal. Because kids can come and go. You have to recognize, all right, what kid is actually going to stick around and compete? Because I think you kind of know that. You walk into a kid's living room and go, yeah, he wants to come here, but if the going in, it gets tough, is he going to bounce? And I think Mario Cristobal, you know, and I know they lost a kid today, Isaiah Walker went into the transfer portal. Good riddance for anybody that can't compete. And I'm not saying good riddance for him, in particularly the kid, but if you can't compete and you can't cut it, they bring the next guy in, and I think Mario will demand stuff that nobody else did. It was a nice win yesterday. Let's be real. The real game starts September the 3rd against Bethune-Cookman. They got a win in September. Channing, I swear we've had this conversation for 5 or 6 straight years. I'm always excited this time of the year, but I always say the same thing. results have to happen September through December. And until they do, Miami is still a team that has huge question marks entering the year.
We off?
No, I'm here. Oh, did I lose you guys?
Did you guys not hear me?
You were muted, Solana.
Did you mute yourself, dumb?
I was muted. I was
goodness
muted.
Goodness gracious.
I was
I had
muted.
To look at my phone. I said, what did I do? I said, I'm here on a rant, and I stop, and I'm waiting for a question, and nothing comes out.
I was muted. I can't even lie, John. I was muted. John Michaels, 6'8 of the Fan in Atlanta. I mean, what I was saying there when nobody could hear me was, I mean, Crowder, I mean, John hit you with the dagger there. Somebody turns on $11 million to be in Gainesville. I mean, you guys are toast. John, they're toast. I mean, people are going to start choosing FIU over UF soon. Right, John?
No. I don't know that it's going to go that far. And I'll be – I said allegedly because I think a lot of these reports – about money are absolute fabrications.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to say, oh, he turned down this. Until I hear it from the kid's mouth or I hear it from one of his parents' mouth where they say, hey, we turned this down, I think a lot of this becomes trumped up message board nonsense that one outlet may run with and everybody else jumps on board. You'll see Barstool Sports put it out there. Well, this guy, Miami gave him $9.5 million. Yet John Ruiz, the guy who allegedly gave the money, openly told Manny Navarro, I did not, this is absolute nonsense. So I wish we could get, you know, and it's funny, I saw the video, and I know you guys have talked about or will talk about Kendrick Perkins and Draymond Green, but going back and forth. I saw the video about old media against new media. New media is great. We all love it. Instagram, TikTok, podcast, whatever it may be. I would like factual media. Like, if you're going to put something out there, have something behind it. Just don't throw it out there. And don't be even lazier to take somebody else's non-substantiated story and then run with that. And that's what you're seeing right now in new media that's aggravating. I don't think John Ruiz paid a dime. Not as of yet. He's doing everything by the book. Whatever it takes to get him in there, how about we actually give credit to Mario Cristobal and his staff for doing something that hadn't been done in a long time?
Yeah, I think we had actually had you on a couple weeks ago, and well, I guess you were really in a Zaxby's drive-thru, so I don't think we got to talk to you as much as we wanted to about it. But, you know, just John Ruiz being open to you know, the, I don't want to say investigation, but the NCAA coming through and just wanting to learn more and asking questions. And so far, I mean, he's been open to it because from what he's saying and from the university standpoint, like, they're doing everything legally. They're doing everything they're supposed to. So I'm with you, John. And
they don't have any damn rules yet. They just opened up everybody's pocketbook and said, okay, you can pay guys now with no rules. Now the NCAA, like they always do, they're coming on the backside and trying to now enforce something. It's terrible.
I don't think they're enforcing. I don't think they're enforcing anything yet. Like, they're trying to figure out what it is guys like John Ruiz are doing, and then maybe they'll try to enforce something down the line. But as of right now, I think his John's openness, John Ruiz's openness to the NCAA coming in and trying to find out what he's doing is good on the university side and on his side. Like, he's saying,
but you
okay,
know what
come,
angered me?
Look at what we're
what
doing.
Angered me out of this more than anything, and I said this on our show here in Atlanta, and it's funny because, you know, I work with Joe Hamilton, who played at Georgia Tech, and Brian Finneran, who played at a small school in Villanova, but played in the NFL, and Hudson Mason, who played at Georgia. I said the thing that angered me out of all this was you had Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher telling on each other. They literally were snitching. He paid for his recruits. I know where the bodies are buried. And where's the NCAA show up? At Miami. What the hell did we have to do with anything? Oh, I know. We have a billionaire booster in John Ruiz who is telling you, I'm smarter than all of you. I'm doing this by the book. And what does Mark Emmert and his stooges do? Let's run to Miami. You know why? Because Miami becomes the one front and center that it looks like, oh, they have to be doing something dirty. Why does it always have to be Miami doing something dirty? Yeah, the Pell Grant thing was in 1994. Nevin Shapiro was in 2002, 3, 4, and 5. And the worst thing he did is, oh, he brought strippers on a boat. Guess what? Every college wants to go where strippers are. They want to go where hot women are. They want a free $75 meal at Benihana's. It wasn't that bad, but the NCAA drugged that out, and I think they wanted to see if John Ruiz was going to be somebody that was dirty, and guess what? They don't have a damn thing on it, and I love every second of it. Mark Emmert and his band of bozos had to walk away with their tails tucked between their legs.
You know, John, I found the problem. You just brought it up with the strippers. The only strip club is Cafe Risque in Ocala. And they, the only thing the dude told me at the door when I used to go in, he'd say, hey, don't eat the potato salad. And I'm like, why is my only advice not to eat the potato salad? So you know what? I am going to call Billy Napier and let him know our problem.
You got to open a Tootsie's up there or get a cheetah. Like, there's a cheetah in every city in America that's worthwhile. Gainesville needs a cheetah. Is that the same Cafe Risque? And I asked this, Channing, because you lived in Georgia and you probably made that trek down I-75 that has the billboards up everywhere. Basically, at every truck stop, there's a Cafe Risque, the one that says We Bear All. Is that the same place?
Same exact place, John, and it's a trucker stop, and it has showers in the back for the truckers to wash before they come out and see a little jiggle and wiggle. It's a very interesting establishment.
Let me say, there's certain places I've stepped into some very seedy establishments. The worst one was in Houston. I went out with some buddies. We played the Texans years ago when I worked for the Falcons. And as a media member, I was a radio guy, not really a media member. As a media member, we had nothing but free time. You guys had curfews and meetings. We had strip clubs and steaks. Was pretty much – I went to one in Houston, I'm not exaggerating, that's under the highway, like literally under an overpass somewhere in downtown Houston, and they had a padlock on the front of the door. You got patted down. You brought your own liquor in, and they padlocked the door from the outside. And I looked at my boy, and I go, this can't be safe. He goes, no. Once you're in, nothing's going to happen. I said, but what happens if I'm in here and something does happen? Now I've got a dude on the other side with a master lock key that I can't get out of. Cafe Risque sounds like that same place I went to in Houston.
John, if it's something happens and the front door's padlocked, I'm following the strippers in the back because they're going to have an escape route. You're not padlocking me nowhere.
That's a veteran right there.
It was a very interesting place. We ended up having a great time. We brought up a new phrase from that time on. It was big booties on duty, because if you know anything about H-Town, they got a lot of big booties on duty.
John, I did see that you wrote, again, we're talking with John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, also knows when the big booties are on duty. And I saw that you wrote for stateoftheu.com that coastal supremacy should be the floor for the Canes. So last question here on the Miami Hurricanes, is that your expectation for Mario Cristobal? It's get to the ACC championship game this year, no questions asked.
Yeah, when you look at the division, and I know this has probably been the moniker for them for a long time. Yeah, we've had to recalibrate our expectations. This is not a national title level team yet. I think they can get there. When I say Coastal's the floor, look at the Coastal Division. I broke it down into three separate entities. Two teams have no chance. Georgia Tech and Duke, you better beat those teams by 40 points. That's terrible. Duke's new coach, Jeff Collins, I like him here at Georgia Tech. They have no talent. They lost the best player they had. He went to Alabama. They have no chance. I had a couple of teams in the middle of the road where I felt like they need things to break perfectly for them to be in the Coastal Division. Virginia Tech, again, new quarterback, new coach. A lot of turnover there. And North Carolina. From a year ago where they were the prohibited favorites to now Sam Howell's gone, Javonte Williams, all those guys that ran for 9 million yards against Miami 2 years ago, they're all out of there. Can Mack Brown replace it? And then I said the other two teams that maybe would compete with Miami. Virginia, it's a house of horrors when we go to Charlottesville, and they have a great quarterback in Brennan Armstrong. And then I thought Pittsburgh, even though they lose Kenny Pickett and Jordan Addison, they get Keaton Slovis. They have a really good system. Pat Narduzzi always has them play hard. There's no reason Miami, even playing Florida State and Clemson from the other side, should lose more than two games. And that's top. The Coastal is the floor. It ain't the ceiling. It should be the minimum requirement 4 out of every 5 years is to win the Coastal and play Clemson in the ACC title game.
Again, John Michaels, 680 The Fan. John, before we let you go, there's a ton of stuff going on in the NBA, and I wanted to get your opinion on, first and foremost, Kyrie Irving. Who knows what's going to end up happening with Kyrie and the Nets, but there's a ton of of developments over the past couple of hours, going back to earlier this morning. And right now we're hearing that the Lakers are the only ones in talks, maybe trying to get a sign-in trade. And then I also read that Kyrie has requested and received permission from the Nets to find a sign-in trade partner. So it's looking like Kyrie and his time in Brooklyn is done. Would you be open to a Kyrie Irving Miami Heat marriage?
Oh my goodness. Short answer, no. But this is the ultimate Pat Riley move, isn't it? Like, this is the move where you find a disgruntled superstar who may not really look like a fit for Miami, and you lowball the hell out of the Brooklyn Nets. And you send him a bag of groceries and a backup center to be – like, we'll send him Yurt. We'll send him what's left of Kyle Lowry and, you know, Oklahoma City's 2029 first-round pick, and we'll go get Kyle Lowry. Is he a tremendous basketball talent? 1,000%. But it's all the other stuff. The earth is flat. I'm not getting vaccinated. Like, there's so many things that go on with Kyrie Irving. I just don't know if he'd fit in with somebody like Jimmy Butler, who all he wants to do is work, grind, and win basketball games. So I'd probably be out on Kyrie Irving unless I could get him at a really cheap price where the Heat are not paying really any, like, pennies on the dollar to get him. Outside of that, I just don't think he – you know, philosophically fits what the Heat are trying to do.
And John, talking about that, with the cost of what it's going to take, we argued this all last week. You know, when the season was over and you start hearing the reports of all these guys wanting to leave and different, you know, teams wanting to move those players, Heat players that are off the books to you, Heat players that no matter who, if it's Kevin, let's say it's damn Kevin Durant, you can't give up, you know, Bam, you can't give up Hero, you can't give up this guy. Is anybody off the books no matter who the other side is?
Yeah, Jimmy is 100% off the books. I'll rank them for you, Channing. The three guys that I think are the most untouchable, Jimmy's number one. I would actually rank Tyler Hero number two. And I know a lot of people scoff at that. Oh, he doesn't play defense. Wow. You don't find 22-year-olds that are going to get you 20 a game coming off the bench. I think if you can get him healthy and get him in the starting lineup and see the incremental increase that you saw a year ago, he could become 25 points a game. And then Bam would be number three. I love Bam. I think he's an unbelievable defensive player, and I wish he would be more unselfish during games, or more selfish, excuse me, during games. I want him in the playoffs to be like he is when he gets you 28 and 17. There's too many times he floats, and for that reason, yeah, if I can go get Kevin Durant, I'll figure out a big man rotation. I don't give a damn who's playing center at that point if I could get KD for three or four more years. That's the order. Everybody else in the organization, whatever. I love Max Strus. You know, I like Gabe Vincent. Grand opening, grand closing. It's nice knowing you guys. If I can go get Donovan Mitchell or Zach LaVine or anybody else that's going to improve this basketball team. They were one missed three away from going to the NBA Finals. Think about that for a second. And I think they would have beaten Golden State because we would have done something that Boston wouldn't do, and that's actually defend and really – and I know Boston was really good defensively. We would have put some physicality up against Golden State that they hadn't seen. Unfortunately, Jimmy missed that three. I love this time of the year, though. I was talking about this on the news last night. I was like, this is almost as much fun as the playoffs because you know when you're a Heat fan, Pat Riley is going to make some moves.
Yeah, I did see some video on Twitter, Crowder, of John Michaels on TV yesterday, looking good. He had a suit on. Were you wearing shorts underneath the underneath the desk? I saw your producers making jokes.
I did see your producers making jokes. Yeah, I had tennis shoes on, but I did not have shorts. Yeah, Big John, he loves to say all I wear, because we work in radio. I wear basketball shorts and a T-shirt every day. There's a reason I don't work in an industry where I have to actually get up and get dressed in the morning. Yeah, so, some people said I look very Miami Vice-ish with the polo and the suit jacket. And I had just been at the beach for 2 days, so I had a pretty good tan. I looked a little cute while I was there as well.
Crowder, I'm surprised John Michaels wasn't rocking the Al Golden orange tie look. You know, that's what I figured. You going on national TV, Al Golden orange tie look, John.
Yeah, that tie got burnt a long, long time ago. I never was going to show up at a Miami game with a shirt and tie. It was the dumbest look. And anybody that wore that, there's still pictures and videos of you people. And when I say you people, people that wore orange ties and white shirts to Miami games, you people are idiots. Give me a tank top, give me some basketball shorts, and some big booties on duty.
Hey, Solana, we've talked to John enough. I don't want him to see Al Golden in a bathroom at a Chili's because I don't know if a fight will break out. John's not. He don't like an old Golden.
Absolutely not.
No, he's on the list. There's a couple of people on the list. He's definitely on the list.
Yeah, the on-site list. John, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon and try to stay out of trouble up there, man.
I will do my best. Always great to talk to you guys.
Yes, John sir. Michaels, 680, the fan. He's always always interesting, Crowder. He's one of my favorite guests on the show.
He's so funny. Like you're saying, he's on the news. I'm watching him now. I'm going through his Twitter. Him having a walk-off hit in a baseball game. Man, John's everywhere doing his thing in Atlanta. John's awesome.
Yeah, he really is. Again, 680, the fan in Atlanta. Friend of the show. You can find him on Twitter at John Michaels U. We'll continue next on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
Hey, man, and I was up in Orlando at my son's baseball tournament. I'm waking up early. I'm getting breakfast. I'm the first one at the park, and everybody's asking me. They're like, man, how do you do it? And I thought about it. I got to tell them, it's Athletic Greens. It's AG1, and if you want to know what all the hype is about Athletic Greens, you put one scoop in a glass of water. You drink it in the morning, and it supports gut health, nervous system, immune system, and it gives you energy and focus. I'm telling you, the energy is through the roof, and of all things, it's just one scoop. One scoop of Athletic Greens is cheaper than all the different supplements. When you're traveling, taking 1,000 pill bottles, you don't have to do it. One scoop of AG1 is like investing in all-year nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. Tons of people take it, and they love it. It's a multivitamin, but you don't need all them vitamins. It's delicious, and it's in a cup of water. The key is the high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb, and that is AG1. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutrition. One scoop in water daily. That's it. No need for those pills. Supplements to look out for your health. AG1 got you. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
It's Hawk. You know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm always talking about my big TV outside and the refrigerator outside. My wife and I and son, we spend a whole bunch of time outside. You know, if you've been spending more time at home and you love your outdoors, but you want to make it a dream outdoors, you really need to listen to what I'm going to tell you about. That's Cricket Pavers, my friends at Cricket Pavers. You know, they're your key to turning the outside, your outside, into a dream outdoor experience. Cricket Pavers does it all. They'll do paver repairs and driveway improvement. They also do artificial turf installation. You know how hot it is. Imagine just having artificial turf. You don't have to worry about watering that. They do aluminum pergolas, pool remodeling, pressure washing. They could install a massive outdoor kitchen if you want. I mean, think about that for football season, right? You have a big outdoor kitchen, big TV outside. That is South Florida heaven. Cricket Pavers, they're licensed general contractors. They're professional. They're insured. They'll help you create your dream outdoor home experience. And Ariel, the owner, he's a big listener to the show. He's waiting for your call. So call Ariel, 786-518-1091. That's 786-518-1091. 518-1091, or you could check out their website, which is cricketpavers.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hope so.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.